add value to the world and watch what happens.
Right.
That's it. Literally, some of the most mountains will move for you that you thought could never be possible. All because you're just serving and you're leading with value. You're not wanting anything in return. And don't go into it thinking you're going to get anything in return.
Right.
And just go into it like genuine, authentic, and just literally leading with the gifts that God gave you.
We believe that you are strong by design, and you were made in God's image to have a strong body, mind, and spirit. You're listening to the number one Strength and Health Authority podcast in the world. So let's get ready to unlock your potential and transform your life in today's episode.
Hey, what's up? This is Mike Westerdahl. I want to welcome you to the Strong by Design podcast. I've got my very good friend, former personal trainer of mine. He's a husband. He's a father. He's got three kids. His kids have hung out with my kids. We've gone on vacations together, done a lot of awesome stuff. He's known as the man with the energy. Legs shaking a little bit right now. That's kind of like one of his trademarks. If we're at a basketball game, I feel the leg going, but that's a good thing. He's a guy that'll give you the shirt off his back. You know how nowadays you give somebody a call on the phone, not everybody will answer that call. It's like you got to text somebody before you call, right? I call Dan, he picks up. He's like, what do you need? You need the shirt off my back? Let's go, let's do it. So I'm so excited. Excited to have him here today. It's been a few months since we've seen each other. We usually meet up at Bucks games or steak dinners with our friends. So definitely got a lot of fun to do. But Mr. Dan Kilmode Long, Kilmode's his nickname because you're the owner of Kilmode Training Company, which is a fitness, health and fitness company. You've been featured all over the place. Jillian Michaels, Spike TV show, Sweat Inc. and training company at Powerhouse Gym. You were working there for years with pro athletes, all kinds of people. Today, you're involved in fitness, passion to profits. And you're kind of helping other people get involved in making money online, taking their passion and love for fitness and how to make money and reach more people than like a local personal trainer can do. So you also has an amazing podcast, Born to Impact, co-host with Mr. Joel Marion there, and just impacting thousands of people every day worldwide. So thank you so much for being here today. Really appreciate it, brother.
Man, I'm super excited to be here and man, I'm feeling fancy in here. Okay. Right now I'm feeling fancy. We just so everybody knows, we got like lights, we got cameras, we got microphones. This is all professional stuff. Critical Bench has come a long way. And I'm so proud of you, bro. Like since I've known you from the beginning. And so I am very blessed to be here. This is, I think, my second time on your podcast.
You're right. I think, I don't know what episode we're on now, but we're in the 300s.
We were in the beginning.
And you were like one of the first 10.
Yeah.
So if you want to look that up, that was an awesome episode too. Yeah, we went into a lot of like personal battles deep. And things you came over in that.
Yeah, deep so, stuff. We'll do some of that today too.
You know, I want people to know. So you flipped over to a new chapter now as well. Like,
Yeah. You know, I've had a passion and the passion for health and fitness, just like yourself, you know, has been very deep. And, you know, when my whole world, when it turned into a situation where I was fighting for a divorce, and the reason why I say that is because my two kids were in a bad situation and I wanted to get them out, you know, and I literally was in the corporate world. And so this is back in 2007 going into 2008. And so, you know, you soul search, you figure out, okay, what's God given to me that are my gifts? How can I open up those gifts and share them with the world and give value? Because I used to do it wrong. And if you're doing this, everybody, I want you to not do this. Do not chase the dollar, okay? Instead of chasing the dollar, I want you to provide value, massive value to the world in whatever shape or form God's given you. I have confirmed this with my priest. You have at least one gift, everybody, okay? Some of us have multiple gifts. It's our duty to figure out what those gifts are. And a lot of times an action step is the people that are around us will tell you what you're really great at and what you should be, you know, seeking out as a career. And so health and fitness happened to be mine and it hit me. And I'm like, all right, I'm going into health and fitness. And so, man, have I been very blessed. Started in 2009, did amazing and personal training. And then, well, what was I doing? Once again, trading dollars for hours. And so that's when the whole online space, which you were already in at the time, you were one of the people I looked up to. Like literally you had been in it in the game for a while. Remember us training, matter of fact?
Right.
And that LA Fitness for the first time, it was you, Joel, and myself. Remember that?
Oh yeah, for sure.
That was great.
Was that like 10 years ago?
Yeah, that was, well, at least because that would have been, that was 2010.
Yeah.
So that was 13 plus years ago. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, so
That's interesting what you're saying, like your purpose, and so many people don't know their purpose. And it's going back to what you said, what's your gift? And then people try to think, what's my gift that can make money? Now, don't take it back a step further. Like, what do you love to do? Which usually, if you love doing it, you're good at it. What are you good at? And then how can you use that to somehow help people?
Right.
And I think right there is where the sweet spot is.
Right.
So for us, it was like working out and playing sports and doing things like that. And it's like, all right, well, I have this knowledge. How can I use that to help other people? That's kind of how we got started in health and fitness. But before health and fitness, what were you up to before you got into health and fitness?
Oh my gosh. Well,
like go back a little bit. Tell us, what were you doing before this?
So little Dan getting up and growing up, right? I've done a lot of other odd jobs, right? I've done some sandblasting. I've done painting back in the day because it paid more. You know, right. I've worked in grocery stores. I've done dairy departments. I've dog groomed, believe it or not. My stepmom owned a dog grooming shop. I did that for 5 years.
Okay, I did not know that one.
Oh, you did not know that one. So I did that. And then let's say 20 years old, I went into baking. And so I started, I know, look at me, right? People go, what? You were a baker. Not only am I a baker, I'm actually a master at baking to the point where I was producing with a team of 66 people in a 17,000 square foot bakery, 10,000 handmade gourmet desserts a week for 10 years of my life.
Wow.
And so just imagine Dan in all white with a white hat, white pants, white shirt, black belt, white apron, every single day for 10 years. Okay. I was known as Baker Dan. That was me. And everywhere I went, oh, it's either Baker Dan or Pie Man. I was the Pie Man or I was the Baker Man. But hey, you know, we made some amazing desserts. We provided for hotels, casinos, and restaurants. And so I thought, you know what? I love cooking. I love to bake somewhat because I didn't really know all of it. And I figured, you know what? There's this man in here that's an amazing man that baked for President Nixon in the White House. And he was the head of Pillsbury. And so I'm like, this guy could become my mentor. And so I was one of the smart ones out of the group. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to go in here and I'm going to pick this guy's brain for as much as I can possibly get. And God bless him. His name was Chuck E. Gulf. God bless you. I know you're in heaven. He taught me so much, including reverse psychology, because he would use it on me so much because he knew I was such a rebel and I was such a guy that had massive drive and do whatever it takes to get there. But he's like, all right, this guy went out all night. I'm 20 years old. You know what I mean? Right. I'm coming literally almost from hanging out and doing stuff until almost 5 a.m. in the morning because you got to bake the donuts. I mean, there's no donuts.
Got to make the donuts.
Got to make the donuts. So he's like, okay, how am I going to motivate? You know what he would do? If I did anything that he didn't agree with, he'd sit there and he would just not talk to me. He'd work right next to me and wouldn't say a word. And he knew that hurt me more than him saying to me that I did something wrong. And so I learned reverse psychology, which thank you, Chuck, because I've used it on my kids a lot. It works. And so I did that for 10 years and took a leap of faith. Got out of it because I learned.
Well, it was exhausting, right?
Oh my gosh. Guys, listen, if anybody who's working in a bakery, you know how hard it is to do this work. It is not easy, okay? It's very strenuous on your body. It's very physical. It's long hours. And me, I am notorious for taking things and turning them into a job. And the reason why is because you're searching for more money because you want a better lifestyle. And what do to get more money? You have to work more hours or do harder jobs. And so that ended up happening with the bakery. And that's when I'm 9.5 years in, I was just like, all right, you know what? I'm going to take a leap of faith. And I actually had a guy that was in the gym that used to own this little takeout little place that sold lobsters and lobster rolls and chowder. And he was from Maine and in his world it's called Chowda because that's how they say it up there.
Right.
You know, your wife's from up there in that area. And so all said and done, Ian, I'm like, all right, you know what? This guy seems kind of intriguing. So I proposed a deal to this guy and I was going to leave the bakery. And just so everybody knows, there's not a lot of money in baking. Okay. There's not, it's massive numbers. That's where you start making money. And God forbid, you know, butter goes up 10 cents and you're producing cheesecakes for, let's say, because we did for Outback all across the globe. 10 cents for every cake that you make, believe it or not, you become almost unprofitable. And when you are controlled by a big outfit like that, that says, we want this and we want to keep it at this cost and you're manufacturing for us, what do? You bow to them as much as you possibly can. Well, that just became a problem. And I started learning, you know, the ins and outs of all of it to the point where I'm like, okay, this is not what I want to do forever. Unfortunately, it took me 10 years. It should have never taken me 10 years. Now I know what I know. And so everybody knows I'm 51 now. Like, I've learned a lot, you know, over these years. And so next was restaurant. Went in the restaurant industry. And just so everybody knows, I was easy 60, 70, 80 hours in the bakery a week.
Yeah.
Had no life. And then I decided, oh, maybe the restaurant would be easier because I love cooking. Just so you guys know, I'm a lot of Italian background, Polish and Italian, and a little bit of Greek in there. And it's kind of in our blood. And so I'm like, all right, let's get in the restaurant industry and see how this goes.
You got some nasty tailgates you put together.
Thanks, bro. Yeah. I throw them down, don't I?
Yeah.
I put them together, man. So I want it to be an experience. That's why. I don't want you just to show up and it's just the same old thing. I'd rather it be something you're like, wow, I don't know anybody else out here that's doing spaghetti or meatballs with homemade sauce from the day before that tastes so amazing. Which, by the way, you were there for the meatballs, right?
Yeah, I had the meatballs.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm still hearing about those meatballs, by the way.
And then what's the seafood thing that you...
Oh, yeah. So I do a big, huge, like, seafood boil. And so, like, up north, they do that. I love that, right? Shrimp, crabs, clams, crawfish,
right.
Corn, potatoes, and Dewey sausage, all that, all up in there.
You just like dump it out on the table.
Dump it all of that. And everybody's jealous every time, right? So got into the restaurant industry and end up doing three restaurants with a partner. And no lie, everybody, I was doing over 100-hour work weeks, over 100, okay? Wow. And it's what it took. And I gave it 4 years. And so everybody knows the reason why I gave it 4 years is because in the world of restaurants, only 1% of restaurants make it past 4 years. So I figured if I give it four and we're doing great, then we should be good, right? I tried to get out at three. My partner taught me in the stand. God bless the situation, but I left at four. And we had three, a full service. One was beer and wine only. And then another one was takeout only. We learned a lot. There's not a lot of profit in lobster. Mm. And, you know, we had to put other things on the menu and just make other items for this menu. But I just learned that, okay, this is extremely hard work to the point where when I left, I want everybody to understand, this is my mentality. At 4 years where I was at with this restaurant industry and owning my own with a partner where I was a sweat equity partner, I literally was at the point when I left, I had started a pool business on the side. And I had my neighbor teach me how to do pulls. He was a firefighter and he had off time. So he was doing it on the side. I bought a little truck. I put magnets on the side and called it Aloha Pool and Spa Care. I figured I could get my own marketing by recruiting people from my restaurant. So I would do people's pulls from my restaurant to help pay me because the restaurant wasn't paying me. And so meanwhile, I'm GMing and helping to run two out of the three at a time, if some not sometimes three. And I sat my partner down right before I left. This was probably 3 months before. And I said, let's look at the P&L, profit and loss. We looked at it and I looked at it and said, okay, the cleaning company that we're paying, we're getting rid of them. He says, what do you mean? I go, we're going to get rid of them and I'm going to do it. He said, you're going to clean the restaurants? I said, yeah, I'm going to clean the restaurants. The urinals, freaking everything. I'm on it. This is me. I'm doing it. So now I'm doing the restaurants. Now I'm doing cleaning the restaurants. Which, just so everybody knows, when you GM a restaurant, you're the last one to leave, okay? And you're the first one to get there to clean if you're not doing it that night. Then I'm doing pools on the side. I'm doing these three before I left.
Wow.
And so 100 hours was probably not even fair. I was doing probably 120. And there's only 168 hours in a work week, okay? So do the math. You know, besides driving, eating, sleeping, I mean, there's not a lot of time. And so I learned a lot there, and I didn't leave. I mean, I left, but I didn't leave the restaurant industry itself. I end up having a lot of ties into the Outback Corporation. And so eventually I joined the Leroy Selman brand, which, just so everybody knows, Leroy Selman was a Buccaneer. I'm a huge Bucks fan and I love barbecue. And he had a restaurant and I'm like, how many of these are? There's only four. I'm like, okay, Outback's got like 1600 at the time and they had eight brands. And so I'm like, you know what? I want to jump on the train of the new one because I want to help build it from the ground level up. So joined that, got in there, became a manager in there. I was in there for almost 4 years, and that's when I went through this divorce.
That was Selman's in Tampa?
That was Selman's in Tampa. And I ran numerous ones of them, and the one that was on Boy Scout, which is now an Outback, is right across the street. They call it the Crystal Palace because the all of all Outback brands, the corporate center, is right here in Tampa Bay. Mm. Because the first Outback in the world was right here on Henderson Boulevard. I don't know if you know that.
I did not.
Yeah, that's the first one. So I actually went in there and learned how to make their chocolate thunder from down under from their cooks inside their restaurant. So we did that in the bakery. So we produce for them, you know? And so anyways, joined this brand and I'm all excited. I'm all fired up. But then I go through this divorce and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I can't leave my kids in this situation. So everybody knows the story for another day, but there was a lot of things being done wrong behind my back. And I was gone a lot because I was always working. She was in the dental industry. We got pregnant with our first kid, obviously. And both my kids are miracles. She has a pelvis made out of metal. And she was hit by a drunk driver. So the doctors told her she would never bear children for a full term. And so we took the risk. And we were not able to bear the children for a full term, but we were able to pull them early. And so Summer and Austin, my two from my previous marriage, are literally miracle kids. We took a risk twice, which I thought was stretching it. And I'm like, if God wants this to happen, then we'll make it happen. So my kids are 1 and 2 years old and my ex-wife is doing some crazy stuff behind my back. And so all the way, I'll just leave you with this. It was all the way to conspiracy to kill me.
Right.
Okay. That's how dramatic. And so I'm in the situation now and I'm in the restaurant industry and I'm like, okay, I'm the next guy to own my own $5 million Leroy Selman's because I'm in line. And I'm like, I'm getting out of here. I got to go take care of these kids. I'm going to fight for custody. And nobody believed ever that we could win. I don't say me. It's we. It was us. The kids needed me. And so that's what I did. I fought for custody and took 2 years and 2 months in court. I took a leap of faith and just literally spent every dollar I owned, sold my home, everything. And 2 days of testimony. Next thing you know, the gavel came down. Everyone rise. Mr. Long, we award you primary care custody. Mrs. Long, you will pay him child support.
Wow. Boom.
Right? Thank you. Yes. So, and fast forward, guys, let me let everybody know right now. My kids are now 19. My two from my previous marriage are 19 and 18. My son, last year of high school right now, last 2 9 weeks, straight A's. My daughter, she works and she works out with me in the gym and she is just an inspiring entrepreneur herself. And my kids have turned out amazing. And I'm very blessed. I couldn't have done this alone. I did it with my wife that I'm with now, my amazing wife, Nicole. We've been together almost 17 years. And so very proud of that. And you know, it's amazing how life will throw you curveballs. And then you have to react. You know, those little pivotal moments are literally game changers. And I could have just said like whatever. Not one person believed that we would win, except for my attorney. And I'm blessed that I hired him. I'm blessed that I had him because it was a crazy case, everybody. Crazy to the point that she had some really crazy people involved in some very dark places that I had to fight. And so we started over. And meanwhile, I met Nicole, my wife, you know? And by the way, just so everybody knows, like that's another story, but I'll let you know that I did not think I would ever remarry. I had already been married twice and both of them pulled some really dramatic stuff. I have a big heart and I look back on it, it's my fault. Even though they cheated on me, even though they did all the stuff they did, it's my fault. Cause I look at red flags now, Mike, and I'm like, I see it now. I can look at other people's situations.
Find patterns.
Right, right. You find patterns, you find red flags, you find things that are just signs to tell you, you know? And I also failed because I did not let God be the center. That was my fault.
When did that focus change?
That focus changed when my now wife that I'm with, her and I got together. She had been married before. And then I have my stepdaughter now, amazing Leah. She's been in my life since she was 9. She's now 25. And when it changed was, it changed when I changed my perspective of, because we had problems. Her and I had problems. And what was happening was our past was haunting our future. And we had it out. And then I got to the point where I was like, you know what? I love her. What am I doing? I need to fight for this. And so I called her up one day and I'm like, you know what? Let's go to church. Let's maybe they'll open the church. Maybe they'll pray for us. You pick the church and let's go if you're willing. And she said, sure, we did. We went. St. John's Greek Orthodox Church, just so everybody knows my wife is Greek and that's Orthodox Christian. Christian is Christian to me. I don't look at it any other way than you're just a Christian. But I wanted to be close to my wife. So I'm like, okay, she picks the shirts. We go there. Not only do they open it up, But Father Stavros, which is most amazing man I've ever met in my life when it comes to being a servant of God, he literally was like, let's pray, let's go in the church. And I was so intrigued that I asked him if I could meet with him once a week for however long it took to work on me. I have a lot of trauma from a lot of things. We all do. Every one of us have stuff. But we have to work on those things. We have to get deep and figure out why we're doing the things that we do. Why is it maybe that you're drinking too much? Why is it that you tried drugs? Why is it that you talk bad? Why do you talk down? Or why do you verbal abuse? What, all these things. There's a million different things that we can go and try to fix. And so I did. I met with him every week and he changed my life. He literally changed my life. I mean, it almost makes me emotional.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, if you're on the fence and you need some help, you just need to just reach out, get some discernment from some people maybe around you, and just take a leap of faith and go in that direction. I'm not telling you have to believe in God. I'm just telling you what you need to do is lean on some people that could possibly help lift you up, give you some discernment to the point where you trust them, you feel good about it, and that you can make some major changes in life. I have made some major, major turnarounds, Mike.
And you'll find some good people at church, or if you can find a pastor, but even just a good group of men that you can talk to and rely on each other. Like, we've got a group of friends that do that for each other. Right. And, you know, without that, it's like tough. I think it's tough for guys sometimes because we're supposed to be the rock all the time. We're supposed to take everybody else's burdens and be there for everybody else all the time. And I'm not saying women don't do this. They do it in a different way.
Right.
But like where does our kind of release come? Where do we get help or talk to somebody? And I think a lot of times it's with other guys. I think if you go home and just cry to your wife and complain about everything and talk about how hard life is, I don't know how well that's going to be received. They love you and they're going to listen and support you. But what does that do to the dynamic? I feel like you need a group of guys, if you're a guy, that you got to get together with. It's just like us going to some games, going to dinners, getting together, grabbing lunch, working out. It doesn't have to be like drinking, you know?
Right, exactly.
It's just having some guys that you can talk to and be there for each other.
Right.
In church, you find people like that, good people that care.
I found some great people. You're one of them. All right. You've been a true friend to me. And I know you know that if you call me, I'm going to be there for you because that's what this is about. You know, when you're in the hospital, I was there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was there. Why? Because I care. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to be there. So I am very blessed to have our small group that we have. You know, I'm very blessed that I can bounce stuff off and I can ask for prayers. I can reach out and go, hey, what do you, and there's a lot of times where I'm sure you've done the same where I'm going, man, that's a worse situation than mine. Right. And I'm going, okay, I need to help dig this person out of this hole.
But it like takes turns though.
Right. And it comes back to me. And then I'm like, okay, Mike, I need to, you know, and it just happens to us. It's all because nothing and no one's perfect other than God. And so just so everybody knows, I don't read the Bible and I'm not someone who learns that way. It's okay to not read the Bible if you don't want to read the Bible. If you want to read the Bible, then great. That's fine too. But I learn it through my priest. He literally teaches me the Bible. He teaches me about it. And I learn better that way. To each his own. Everybody's different.
You can listen. You can read. You can have it taught. There's a lot of different ways to get the word.
Correct. And so, you know, man, that day in walking into that church, because he was the right person, and I grilled him. Just so everybody knows, I'm not an easy pushover, okay? I'm like, I want to know a lot of things about you, okay? This is like the first time I met with him. I'm like, I want to know a lot of things about you. And it was just in my mind. And I'm just like, I need to know the answers to these things. And so I'm like, how did you know? I'm like, just to kind of give you an idea of how hardcore I was, okay? I was like, listen, Father. I'm like, all my life, I've heard my friends, boys around me, everybody like, I want to be a fireman. I want to be a football player. You know, I want to be an attorney. I want to be a doctor. All these different things I've heard. I ain't never heard not one person ever say to me, I want to be a priest. So I'm like, I want to know how you literally knew you were supposed to be a priest. Now that's a story for another day.
That's a calling. That's what God really tells you.
And he, just so you know, like he literally never set foot out to be a priest. He was in college, but he kept seeing things that other people couldn't see. He kept feeling things that people couldn't feel. And the last straw, and I'll just leave the story at this so that I'm not leaving everybody a cliffhanger. The last straw was he was on a plane and he was coming home from college and he was exhausted. And he said, you know what, I'm gonna get some sun and just open up the window. He opened up the window, and this was, there's been many times of many situations. He says, I open up the window and I see God's hands holding the sun. And he said, that was my last straw for me to realize, okay, God, you win. You win. This is what you want me to do. And so, and just so everybody knows, in the Orthodox faith, you cannot become a priest very easily. It is not easy. You have to go to monastery school for a period of time. You have to prove that you are a servant. Otherwise, they won't let you in. You know, they just won't let you in. So he sold me. Okay. I was sold. I was like, I'm sold. Like this, that was kind of like the pinnacle. Right. But there was so many different things that he shared with me. And I asked some really, really hardcore questions. And so he won me over, and it's been nothing but amazing ever since. I've had him on the Board of Impact podcast.
Yeah, that was your first solo episode.
Yeah, and you want to know something was amazing? I did that podcast in the church that not only my children have been baptized in, not only have I been rebaptized in, and not only did I get married right there on in front of the altar, I did the podcast, him and I alone, in that church, literally in my church, where we did all that. That was awesome. Super, super awesome. It was, yeah. It was powerful, bro. Powerful. And so shout out to Father Stavros. He's amazing. He's on Swan Avenue in South Tampa. If you ever want to go there, tell him I sent you Dan Kilmo Long. He'll know exactly who you're talking about. This guy's changed my life. And if you're on the fence out there and you just, you know, want to do a little pivoting, gosh, you know what? You can reach out to me. You'll know where you'd reach out to me at the end. You can reach out to Mike. I mean, this is what this is all about, right? So we haven't even gotten into it yet.
What happened? Yeah. You just said kill mode right there.
Yeah.
Where's that story?
So kill
how
mode.
How did that start? Because that was an amazing insight on who you are. But what happened when you didn't want to stay and you were fighting the divorce, you got the kids, you left the restaurant business, you got custody of the kids. And then is this where kill mode was born?
This is where, well, kill mode was born when I was 12, the name itself, and it's a mindset. So everybody knows, but let me finish that story. What you just talked about, we'll go back to the kill mode deal. I decided that I soul searched for 6 months and now it wouldn't take me that long. Cause I know how to do it now, but I'm like, what are my gifts? What are my things that I need to share with the world? And I knew coaching was something I was really good at because I was really good at managing people. I'm a people person. If you ever meet me, I kind of look intimidating, but I'm not. And once you talk to me, you realize that I'm just another guy that just really wants to help. I want to lift you up. I want to be there for you. I want to be positive. That's the only way I know. And so, you know, here I am. I'm like, okay, oh my gosh. I'm like, and this is a very, very effective action tool that you can use, because I said to myself, well, I'm in the restaurant industry. I was literally thinking to myself, what could I do? What is that one thing? And it hit me. And I'm like, the people are coming to me and telling me. They would come to me, long sleeve, long pants I'm wearing, and they'd say, you look great. You write me a nutrition plan. What do you do for eating? And I'd write it out and I'd give it to them for free. And then people go, hey, would you write me an exercise plan? You look amazing. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm in long sleeves and long pants and these people are telling me this. I'm like, wow, that God has sent messengers to literally tell me exactly what I need to go do. And so I took a leap of faith, got out of the restaurant industry because I wanted to could take care of these kids. How am I going to take care of these kids? Can't do that in a restaurant working as many hours as I was. Like, you're always gone. And so, and everybody who's in a restaurant, God bless you. I know your pain. I decided that, you know what? Health and fitness is going to be my full-time gig. And so my now wife, you know me, bro. I got a lot of energy, right? She walks in one day and I have this book that I bought for $500 open from ISSA. I've got a computer where I'm literally looking at stuff on a computer. I'm doing all this stuff. And she walks in and I got a cup of coffee, right? Sitting right here. And she looks at me and she goes, what are you doing? And I said, I'm going to ask you one question. Do you have faith in me? And she said, of course I do. I said, okay, great. Cause I'm about to do the craziest thing you've ever seen anybody ever do. And she's like, what do you mean? I swear to you, this is exactly how it went down. And she's like, you're drinking coffee? I go, let me explain to you. I go, I'm going into health and fitness full time and I'm leaving this job. She's like, you're going to leave your guaranteed paycheck? I'm like, it's not guaranteed. I'm like, sure, it's on an autopilot where if I work, I get paid dollars for hours. It is what it is. I go, I'm letting you know I have to do this for the family. I have to do this. If I don't do this, this is not going to work. Okay. I said, so you already said you had faith in me. She's like, well, where are you going to go? I said, I have no clue. I have no clue. I just know that this is the starting point. I need to get certifications and I can't work anywhere unless I get that because they have to, I have to have insurance. Right. And so I said, so you're going to support me? And she says, of course I'll support you. And that was it right there. That was my moment. And I'm like, I'm going all in. I'm going all in on this.
Burn the boats.
And that's it. I'm going all in. And I literally left a $56,000 paycheck where I was on the verge of making 100. Okay. Cause I had this staple in my head. I was chasing the dollar. I was doing wrong. Okay. Now don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't set goals and don't set ridiculous goals. You absolutely need to. But my point is don't chase the dollar by that way I was doing what I was doing. So I took that leap of faith and every single piece of everything that I needed along the way was literally put in front of me. And I just had to take massive action. Literally each person I needed to meet, all the way down to meeting Joel, like every little detail, all the little things I needed along the way, they all were presented to me and I had to just take massive action and go do it. That's it. That's one of the biggest faults though. People won't take the action. And there were, and Mike, you can attest to this, you know, it's a lot of risk what we do.
Yeah. And it's tough to take action because the easy thing is to just stay comfortable, right? Just keep doing what you're doing.
Right.
And eventually that's just too painful and it seems easier to take a risk and you kind of get pushed into it. But imagine if you can make the decision and take action when you need to, that's the magic.
And the magic is when I knew, and this is so amazing because I had literally been working with my priest and then I just need I'll get goosebumps. It literally was like, okay, God's like, here you go. Here's the next thing you need. Here's the next person you need to meet. Here's the next client. You know what I mean? It's like, it was just clockwork. It just kept coming. And so everybody knows in the personal training field and all the books that you read and everything to become a master trainer and all these things, okay, and to make $100 an hour and all that, okay. I read all that in ISSA and I said, I'm going to crush all that. I'm like, it says in there that to become a master trainer, you need 4 to 5 years under your belt. It said to make over $100 an hour, you need over 4 to 5 years under your belt. And I'm looking at all this and I'm going, yeah, right. Watch this. I'm going to freaking crush all that. And so in the industry of personal training and everybody that's in it, you know what I'm talking about. It takes years to get to a 40-hour a week rotating schedule that's on your own, not in a gym that has a front desk of people that are selling personal training and just feeding you the people. Right. I was independent contracted. I own my own business and I literally had to go market outside. I was not even allowed to walk to people in the gym and solicit them.
So you got to find your own clients, word of mouth. They might give you a couple people that joined where you give them a tour or something, but mostly you got to find your own people because they want you bringing them right into the gym. They're not just going to hand them to you.
That was how.
And that's the hard part, just like real estate, right?
Correct.
It's like you're going to sell houses. You got to know a lot of people.
Right. And you got to know how to, and you know what number one thing is? You got to know how to market. Okay. That's one of the, if you don't know how to sell everybody, it's one of the best things you could ever do and is learn how to sell. Just learn how to sell. And you could start by knocking on doors where it's legal. Okay. Knock on doors where it's legal and just safe. Sell something. I don't care. Like whatever it is you're really good at and you can make, sell it, make it and go sell it, you know, test the market, see what's out there. Like check, test your price points and everything. Test your pitch, test all that. That's super important because I don't care if it's in person or if it's on a phone or through email or whatever it may be. Learning how to sell is very important. I know you know what I mean.
Well, there's a lot of experts that are amazing at what they do, but they're not helping anybody. It's the same problem with not taking action, right?
Right.
So you know what you're doing and you can help people, but either you are afraid, you've got imposter syndrome, you're wondering what other people are going to think, so you hold it back. You don't put it out there because you're afraid. You're being selfish. What are people going to think of me?
Right.
And really, there's people that need that information that you can help.
Right.
So you got to take action and do that. And then there's experts that really know what they're talking about, but people are not getting the information.
So watch this. It's 2 weeks before I'm about to turn in my notice at Leroy's. All of a sudden, a gentleman named Eddie walks in my restaurant in Wesley Chapel, okay? And he's got his wife with him and she's pregnant, very pregnant, matter of fact. And just so everybody knows, Eddie happened to be the right-hand man to DeBartolo. And DeBartolo here in Tampa area, he's very, very fluent in the area. If everybody knows who DeBartolo is, he's probably only worth about $6 to $8 billion right now, okay? He is a restaurateur owner. He owns properties that own malls. This guy is all over the place. He gives back a lot. He used to own the 49ers. Anyways, he was the right-hand man to him. Well, they used to come in my restaurant that I had a full-service restaurant back in the lobster days. So these guys knew me and my work ethic of who I was as a person because I built relationships, which is another strength, everybody. Build relationships, okay? Take care of people. It will come back to you, I promise you. And so he walks in the restaurant and he's like, dude, I haven't seen you so long. My gosh. I went and got a piece of chocolate cake and I gave it to his wife because she's pregnant, you know? And she was just super happy. And so I'm like, he's like, what's going on? I was like, Eddie, don't say anything, but I'm about to turn in my notice. He's like, what? All he's ever known me was the restaurant industry. And he goes, where are you going to go? I go, well, I'm going to go into personal training. And how do you think I'll do? I don't normally, you know me, I'm very right. confident. I just asked that just because I felt like I needed to. He's like, dude, I think you'll do great. He goes, you're not going to believe this. I go, what? He goes, my brothers and I, his two brothers, he goes, we're opening one of the baddest gyms in the state of Florida. You should come check it out. I go, where? He's like, downtown Tampa, down in Channelside. And I'm like, what's it called? He said, Powerhouse. He says, my brothers have owned Powerhouse gyms in California that's been very successful and sold them. So we're going to put up one here and it's going to be one of the neatest powerhouses you've ever seen in your life. Next day, I'm there. I'm walking around. It's dirt. And literally, I'm walking around this place and I'm going, Eddie, I would love to make this my home. He's like, I'll set up a meeting with my brothers and we'll all talk. He goes, you know, I already know you. You know, I already approve of you, but let's get them because they're Italian, right? So I met with them. I talked a mad game. That's just who I am. And I threw out all kinds of numbers, all kinds of stuff. They gave me the green light. They loved me. And I said, how big can I build my business? And Matt looked at me, one of the brothers, and said, run. He said, run. I said, I can run. He goes, yeah, run. I said, okay. So everybody knows I have no clientele. I don't have a name built in this industry. My abs, my picture is not on a wall. I don't have a business card. I don't have any of that. But what I had was the smarts in here to know that grassroots, starting from nothing to how to build it, right? And so I went, everybody, I was renting a restaurant. I was about to turn in my notice, but believe it or not, this gym wasn't going to open up. It got extended out another month. So I kind of like feathered it a little bit. Mm. And so then at this point, I'm like, all right, you know what? I need to find some clients. So I said to the guys, I go, the three brothers, I go, how many people have you guys, because they had a portable next door and they were signing people pre-sales, right? I said, so how many people have you signed in here? He says, we got a little over 700 people already signed. And I go, wow, that's amazing. I go, where's all the information on all these people? And they pointed to a file cabinet. And he said, right in that file cabinet right there. I said, can I have access to that? And they said, for what? I go, I want to call every single one of those people and offer them a free consultation, a free session. And I want to just basically welcome to the gym and just let them know who I am and just be a representative of Powerhouse. I said, so can I do that? And they said, sure, but you can't take these folders out of here. I said, no problem. So I'm running a restaurant. I got a 2 and 3 year old at the time. I'm now dating and I'm in the midst of all this and I'm transitioning and I'm going, I'm going to drive there every single day and call these people. I called all over 700 people. So I guess like 724. I called them all 3 times and there was a phone that was one of those push buttons.
Yeah.
Okay. I called them all. I end up landing approximately 47 consults. Okay. Now remember what I said, in the history of becoming full-time, they say that it should take 4 to 5 years. Okay. Learn from what I'm telling you. I went in there, I got like 47 consults booked, 45 showed. Out of the 45, there's all walks of life,
it's
by the
like
way.
It's like 5% conversion.
Right? 45 showed, I haven't made a dollar yet, okay? I have to now put on Disney World. I now have to put on an experience that they can't find anywhere else, okay? And let Dan shine, let my gifts come out, right? And so I do this with the 45, and all said and done in the end, out of those 45, 13 people actually paid me for more sessions. So we're clear. Everybody knows that in most personal training 3 times a week is normally about what people do. They train 3 times a week with a personal trainer. Now, and I have this motto of 2 times a week is maintenance. You should be over 60. Okay. 3 times a week is a difference. 4 times a week or 5 times a week is athletic. It depends on what you want to look like, what you want to feel like. Right. And so 13 people paid me for personal training for 3 sessions a week, which now equals 39 hours.
Nice. Day one. Is it gym's first day it's opened up?
And day one. And here's what's even, look at my legs, okay? You see the goosebumps, bro? This is This is the reality. The reality is every, there was 38 people that were so-called the elite trainers brought into that gym. Everyone had the opportunity that I had.
Yeah, that was smart. Nobody thought of that?
Nobody thought of that except myself. And so these guys were blown.
They should have thought of that too.
Oh, I know. They were. Well, I think I was ahead of them.
Right.
You know, I think I was ahead of them, you know? And so these guys were blown away. Holy crap. Like this guy signs, I mean, think about that. 47 to 45 to then 13. Okay. So do the math there. And then everybody's paying me. I was lowballing it. I was lowballing it at the time. I was just learning the ropes. I didn't know what you could charge. I was just doing what I thought was just fair. And so, now, fast forward, I get in there, I do these 13, next thing you know, my business starts blowing up, okay? I had, though, a work ethic and whatever it takes mentality to the point so everybody understands. I was sleeping in my car. I was literally sleeping on a couch with lights on, with a lot of noise inside their office sometimes in between trying to catch a cat nap because I was exhausted, okay? And the reason why I was exhausted, I'm going to tell you, fast forward 1 year. I'm 1 year deep, 1 year. I'm at 90 booked hours of personal training.
You're almost back in the same boat as the rest of your
business. Exactly. I'm a professional at turning things into a J-O-B.
Yeah.
Okay. So I had something so amazing that the line was waiting to get to Dan. Okay. And I'm in one of the most elite, unbelievable gyms with athletes and the whole nine guys.
Oh, the gym's crazy. It's like WWE wrestlers, like bodybuilders,
yes.
Pro athletes.
Yankees like, players, Rays players.
It's like spring training here. There's so many teams.
Oh, yeah. NFL, you name it. I mean, UFC, we had them all. We had everybody. Olympians.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a freak show. It's all the super elite.
Yes, yes. And so I'm 1 year deep, Mike, and I'm literally at 90 booked hours. I am I'm literally to the point where I'm so exhausted that I want everybody to know my moment.
That's like 5 a.m. is your first thing. Well, working weekends, nights, holidays.
Every day.
Yeah, it's like nonstop.
But you know what? I looked at my kids and we were living, so everybody knows, I had to sell my home. So I moved in with my girlfriend. We were living in a 2-bedroom townhome, five of us, 2 bedrooms, five of us for 4.5 years. Because I said to myself, every day I would walk out and I go, there's a roof and there's food. And there's people in this world that have it way worse than we do. This will not be forever. And to this day, the kids thought that was like a summer party. They loved it. I'm looking at it as a dad. I'm going, oh my gosh, like this is crazy. They don't even have their own space. But they looked at it as a slumber party because it didn't last forever. And so at the 90 booked hours, you know, this is my moment. This is like the turning point. I go home. And so everybody knows my marketing tool was, I'm going to be the first one in there. I'm going to be the last one out every single day. And I'm going to perform Disney World on this dance floor. That's what I called it, the dance floor. Mm-hmm. And I said, and if you come in here, you're going to see me doing things that you've never seen done before. You're going to see things that are just so Disney World that it's unbelievable that people are going to want to know how in the heck can I get involved with that? Like I'm the one that helped bring kegs in there. Yeah. I'm the one that helped bring TRX in there, kettlebells in there, chains in there. I mean, you name it.
Yeah. You're making stuff up too.
Oh, I was making,
I remember we're going up the stairs.
Yeah.
You're looking around, you're like, grab those chains, put those on. Up and down the stairs.
Yep. Very creative. Very creative. Yeah. And so, here I am, and I go upstairs. I'm come home.
But that makes it fun, though. If people like doing the same thing every time. Okay, programming wise, that might work. You don't actually need a lot of change.
Right.
But people need variety just to be excited.
Yep.
If you're not excited, you're not going to keep wanting to show up and keep working out. The results come from showing up.
Right.
You got to want to show up.
Right.
And that's the experience you're delivering.
And they would come in and go, oh, what's today?
Right.
Because it's like this new potluck of what we got going on today. You know, they're like, oh, what's in the Lucky Charms today? Like it is very interesting. So, anyways, I end up, this is my moment. I came home and I've been doing this for a year. I'm at 90 booked hours. I can't take any more people on, guys. I'm at a glass ceiling right now. I'm literally at a glass ceiling. And just so everybody knows, I've hired and fired thousands of people in my day. And I don't want to do that anymore. You know, I'm burned out. And so I always like to have a lean, mean machine. So I'm like, went up to the room, took my book bag and I threw it across the room. And my wife looks at me. She wasn't my wife at the time, but she's my girlfriend. She looks at me and she goes, what's the matter? And I said, there is no amount of money in the world worth how I feel right now. I remember that like yesterday. And she says, what's the matter? I go, I am exhausted. I'm literally, because this is why. If you pay me top dollar and you're showing up for a session, I don't care if it's Monday morning at 7 a.m. or 5 a.m. or what a time it is, or if it's Saturday or Sunday afternoon, that experience needs to be the same or better every single time, or they shouldn't be paying me. That's how I looked at it. Thursday was my hump day, you know? And I literally would stand in the gym and kick myself in the butt and go, okay, you got to keep going. And you can only do that for so long.
No days off.
There's no days off.
Reminds me of the Michael Jordan thing where, you know, he didn't miss games or sit out games, and they asked him why. And he's like, this could be the family saved up their money for a year to come to a game, and I'm going to take that night off and they don't see me play.
Yep.
He's like, I got to play hard every single
day.
Isn't
that amazing?
Yeah.
Because there's been times where I remember going to a game and my son's like, where's LeBron?
Right.
And then he wasn't in the game. We're like bummed out. And I remember being that.
Yeah. I think it's in their contract now. Like they only play a certain number of games a season.
Yeah. So,
play every day, every game.
I am literally to the end of my rope and something's got to change. And that's when, you know, I met Joel, and Joel introduced me to the online space, and he introduced me to you, and you were in the online space, and I got involved with some affiliate dinners, and we went to those, and I started learning from like people like Eric Cressy. Remember him?
Right.
There was just Dr. K. There was all these people I was meeting, and I'm just like, wow, you guys have been doing all this. And just so everybody knows, okay, I'm the oldest in the group. So for me to learn the online space, I had to get very uncomfortable again and again and again. And in the personal training field, I had 7 people I hired to bring on to replace me. And 2 of them, I gave almost all the hours that I had booked. And I, out of all the 90 booked hours, this is what's amazing. And I hired a coach, which was Bedros Koulian.
So this is while you're learning to do this online, you're still keeping the business
going. So I hadn't
even
gone online yet. So I'm now getting into the point where I need to hire someone. I need to find out the next steps. And I looked around the gym at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, because just so everybody knows, if you're training anybody from the hours of 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., you're really good. The reason why is because those are not peak hours.
Yeah.
And the only way you can get those hours filled is if you're really good, okay? And my hours were book solid. And so it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and it's only me and Ryan in the gym. And I'm looking around and I'm going, I gotta go find somebody to help me because there's nobody in this gym that can teach me the next steps. And so that's when I hired Bedros. I got introduced to him from Joel, and I hired Craig Ballantyne. And
great guys.
And yep. And then Bedros actually taught me how to work on the business. And then, cause he was the offline guy, and then how to remove myself to work on the business. And so he gave me a plan on an app. I said, we're sitting in front of him. And I said to him, so Joel tells me you're going to keel over and freaking pass out. He says, you're going to die. I go, I'm at 90 booked hours a week. He goes, you're not going to make it. I go, I know. So tell me what I need to do.
Yeah.
And my wife was with me and he started talking. I go, hold on a minute. And I said, babe, give me a pen. I gave him a pen and I said, here's the napkin. I want you to write it down. And so he wrote down the steps of what I should do. I hadn't paid him a dollar. And he said, I think the normal person could do this in a year. I think you could do it in 9 months. I said, put your phone number on there. In 30 days, I did everything that he thought would take normally a normal person a year. And I called him and I said, what's next? And he invited me out to a fitness business summit. And then I signed up for the mastermind. Okay. And then I became the online guy eventually. Right. So now I'm like, okay, the next step is to get everything online and convert that. So now I'm not doing all this work physical because I'm exchanging dollars for hours.
Yeah. Just to explain kind of what we were doing at that time. So instead of training people one-on-one in person in real life, you're taking a lot of these same programs and systems that have worked for all these clients. And now you're creating videos and coaching programs and putting them online so people can follow along. So instead of helping the local Tampa Bay area for 90 hours a week, now you're reaching the whole world. So you're not trading hours anymore. You're putting the work in and then it works for you,
right?
And more people get access to it. You can help more people and you have the opportunity to make more money. So you're just taking the fitness information, you're putting it on the internet. I think after COVID, everybody kind of gets this.
Yes.
You can watch videos online of workouts and do them with trainers. You don't always have to go see the trainer.
Yeah.
COVID. A lot of people working at home.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff online now, but back then, not as many people doing it.
Right.
It was still very new territory.
Right. It really was. And COVID, thank God for COVID, honestly. God bless, I lost 3 family members. I don't wish it upon nobody what happened with all that. But at the same time, it did curve, you know, the human being's thought process all the way from QR codes to online. People are doing things now they would never have done back then. People would not scan a QR code to save your life back then. Now you were forced to do it to get a menu. And now it's like normal.
Yeah.
So now it's on commercials. You see it on commercials on TV. And so that's when I'm like, okay, the online space, I'm hearing about it. It sounds super sexy to me. I'm like, this sounds like I could free up some of my time and get out of these 4 walls and expand my network to the globe. I'm like, that's what you're telling me can happen? Okay. I didn't even own a computer, Mike, at the time. I didn't.
You know,
I was using.
You know, I got to interrupt you for a second. Yeah. I've just noticed so far in this journey you're talking about, you've mentioned 3 coaches or mentors already at this point.
Yep.
You know, you said you wanted to learn and be the protege in the restaurant business. And then you met your spiritual coach.
Well, there was priest, one in the bakery.
Right. The bakery, the spiritual coach. And now you're talking about going online.
Yep.
There's 3 already as a coach, and you're a coach.
Right.
So it's like, I find it funny when people think, what do I need a coach for?
Right.
It's like, you had 3. And you're getting into coaching yourself as well.
Yep.
And I'm the same way as well. And I don't find one guy who coaches me in everything. I got like specialties for people.
Me too.
You know, there's like business coach, there's your fitness coach, there's your spiritual coach. It might be different than your family coach.
Yep.
So there's a lot of people to get help from. Like, where are you at if you think you've got it all figured out and you know exactly what you're doing? Like, why not accelerate the results? But it's got to be someone you trust that aligns with your values.
Right.
The thing I can't stand is coaches out there that, you know, they don't have the same values you do, and like doing what they do just doesn't work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if it's not me to wake up at 4 in the morning every day, like that's just not what I do. I can't just crawl into that same program.
Correct.
Or what if they're not a family guy and I am, and the kids and the family's the most important to me besides God. If they're not in that same value system, that makes it a lot harder.
So true. And I hope everybody listens to what Mike just said, because, you know, the minute that I started realizing that coaching was very important in my life is the minute that my life changed in so many different directions, from being the best version of myself to being a father, to being a husband, to being a business owner, you know, to being a friend to you, to whatever it may be, like all these things. Like, I'm very grateful. I know my purpose. I know why I'm here. And coaching has helped me with all of that. And I totally 100% agree. You need a coach in every aspect of life. You're not going to find one. If you do, that's amazing, but you're not going to find one that hits all areas.
Yeah.
You know,
if anything, you can be let down because somebody's like the man in one thing, but then it turns out you might be better at some of the other stuff.
Right.
So,
because it'd be like you coming to me and saying, hey, I want you to be my spiritual coach. Well, I ain't got this amount versus what I could take you to my priest and say, this guy could literally lead you better than me.
Right.
I would be dumb for me. And don't get me wrong, I will give you discernment. But I would not say to you, well, I'm not the pro at this. Okay. Let me take you to a pro. And then this guy, because that's what I have. And he's my spiritual leader. I'm not sitting here thinking I know it all, you know, and he knows he doesn't know it all, but he knows a lot more than me. And he's practicing this on a daily basis. That's like me. I'm practicing this on a daily basis. So, you know, getting coaching is super important. And I hired in Joel. End up coaching me. He coached me in numerous different things and introduced me to the right people. And all along that way.
That's that relationship building you talked about earlier, touching on how important that is. And if you don't know what you're doing or you're trying to figure out your passion, start with these relationships, treating people right. It's not about like, what can I get? What can I take? What am I going to get out of this? It's like, what can you give? How can you add value?
Lead with value.
Yeah. How can you show up
and
deliver something that's going to help somebody else? And that's outward, that's service, that's for other people, but that always comes back to you with opportunities, with relationships, meeting new people, things showing up.
Add value to the world and watch what happens.
Right.
That's it.
It's an easier way to say it. That should be the quote on the episode title.
Yeah, add value to the world and watch what happens. I mean, literally some of the most mountains will move for you that you thought could never be possible, all because you're just serving and you're leading with value. You're not wanting anything in return. And don't go into it thinking you're going to get anything in return.
Right.
And just go into it like genuine, authentic, and just literally leading with the gifts that God gave you. And I promise you, it will all come back to you. Sometimes it will take longer. Sometimes it might not. But you need to be patient. That's one of our 5 pillars, right? Patience is one of our 5 pillars of impact with Born to Impact podcast. And so let me just say that, you know, coaching changed my life. And if you are leaning on the fact of hiring a coach, then do what Mike said. Think about who really relates to you really well. Think about who is already there where you want to be. Think about how you can, because when you hire a coach, what are you doing? You're paying for speed and you're paying to fast track yourself to get to where they're at, because you're inspired by whatever they have going on.
Right.
Right. And so back to the story, because it's crazy, because I got stories for days, man. I'm 51. I've been through a lot. I've done a lot. I'm very blessed, but God didn't do it to me. He did it for me. You know, so I'm able to help more people along the way. And hopefully this is helping you that's listening right now. And so this story of the 90 hours and hitting my pinnacle and just literally getting to the point of hiring these coaches, I crushed that plan Bedros gave me in 30 days. I crushed it. And he's like, holy cow, you need to get to the summit. I did, went there, looked at my wife on day three and said, babe, give me a checkbook. Yeah, we did checks back then, just so you know. And she's like, for what? I go, join this mastermind. I'm like, we need this. And you said you had faith in me and you said you were going to support me. So I'm letting you know we need this right now. Okay. So yes, I'm writing a check for 24 grand. Okay. Because we need to do this. And so I did. And let me just say to you, the best thing I ever freaking did, not because of just them, because I'm a massive action taker. Okay. And I'm a person that if I believe in you and you tell me what to do, I'm going to go do it. That's it. And then I'm going to look at you and what's next? What's next? Yeah. I'm just that guy.
You know, there's another thing you mentioned there. That's kudos to your wife there just for being supportive. Because I think a lot of people have a spouse sometimes who's more valuing security and they get nervous about taking risks and chances. And there's no way you're getting to the next level without taking risks and chances. They're calculated. You're not doing anything stupid, but you got to kind of know, you got to put yourself out there. You got to spend some money to get this kind of access. And if you don't have like the partner that's like willing and able to support you and they're trying to hold you back, that's tough, but it's normal. So sometimes you got to do stuff anyway, and then you earn that trust over time. Get some successes under your belt.
Right.
I remember like the first few times when Courtney and I moved here and I was still waiting for checks, like we're talking about checks, right? Showing up in the P.O. box and I'm going and checking, did any checks come in for any stuff we're selling on the website or doing anything? And it's like, nope, there's nothing there that day. And then she's like, well, I need to go grocery shopping tomorrow. And I'm like, well, you know, hopefully Thursday. I don't know if you can go today or tomorrow.
Right.
And then she like got some tears in her eyes. And it's not that like she didn't trust me, but it's hard. It's hard for them to kind of have that leap of faith, to have that trust, but then you hustle, you work hard, you get some success, but failure is part of it too. It's not always going to be like that, but you get some successes under your belt. And I think you earn some of that trust from your spouse so that in the next time, like by the time you said this time we're cutting the check, you've already had success like 2-3 times and done things like this. Like she had so much more confidence that next time she's like, okay, right now you could say you're doing something new and she'd be like, let's do it.
Right.
And the first time she's like, you're crazy.
Correct. She thought I was nuts. She thought I was nuts when I looked at her and said, you have faith in me. I'm about to do the craziest thing I've ever done. Right. And now she knows I'm just crazy. Okay. Because you have to be somewhat crazy.
They trust us now.
But they trust us. My wife, 100%. But let me back this up a second. Cause I want everybody to realize here and not miss this moment. What did I do that was strategic? I took her to California with me and had her in the room for 3 days to listen.
Right. So you didn't have to go back and pitch it in 30 minutes.
Because I get on phone calls with people now and they're like, well, I got to talk to my wife. Oh, I got to talk to my husband.
Get her on the phone.
That's great. I wish they would have been on the call. I'm like, so let's do another call if that's what we need to do. But the strategic part is have your partner, if you're a female, and you have a partner or a male, have your partner with you because they need to hear what you're hearing. They need to believe what you're believing and they need to know that they can trust you. And you're so right because the small wins add up to being eventually where they don't even second guess it anymore. They're just like, oh, I already know he's going to do it. I already know he's going to crush it. Don't get me wrong. We're going to have failures along the way.
Yeah. Don't be scared of that. That's how you learn. That's how you get better. And if you don't try, and we know this as children, right? Like you fall off your bike, you get back on. As adults, you mess up one time and you get scared and you stop trying. It's like, no, that's how you learn. It's how you get better. There's actually nothing wrong with failing.
Right.
Like that's how you learn.
Because you know what it is? I date this back to when we got F's on our papers. And that taught us that we were just losers.
Right.
You know, we were just losers. Well, it's wrong. Elon Musk says it best, fail fast so that we can learn from it and move forward. Just fail. Let's go.
And that's the action we were talking about.
Right, exactly. Just do it now. Just do it now. Fail. Who cares? It's going to be all part of it. Don't get me wrong. I don't want you on the side of the road holding a sign, okay, saying I need money. I'm just saying do what you need to do and have that mentality because failure is part of this process. Embrace that.
Yeah. And if you've got anxiety over it, that's like your coach, my coach, Craig Ballantyne always says, action beats anxiety.
That's right.
Do something and that helps you overcome it.
Which is coming from an introvert.
Oh gosh. You know, such a like inspiring success story.
Oh my gosh. So everybody knows, I gotta share this. So everybody knows with Craig, and Craig would not mind me telling you this. Craig literally is the kind of guy that would throw a mastermind. People paying top dollar to be in this mastermind, okay? Now, he's got Bedros as a partner, which is the opposite of him, okay? He's not an introvert. He will talk to anybody, do whatever. Craig would book a hotel room on the bottom floor so that he never got caught in an elevator to talk to people.
Right.
That's how hardcore introvert he was.
A little more hardcore. He would even leave the events early and fly home. Like, there was all kinds of stuff going on. Right.
He's Houdini.
But then, then he got coaching.
Yeah.
And then he's on stage now talking to people. And he's like the nicest guy ever. Been to his charity events and he's talking to everybody. He cares about people.
Yep.
Where before it was kind of like the grumpy Craig. Now I think he's got his second kid, family man.
His third one's on the way.
Third. Wow.
Third one's on the way.
Congrats, Craig, if you're listening to this. And you know, you've been very inspirational, obviously, to Dan and I and lots of people.
So much. I couldn't be where I'm at without Craig, without Bedros, without Joel, without you, without everybody. Like, we have literally worked together. We're like the internet mafia. That's who we are.
Well, that's another lesson. Like, trying to do everything by yourself, you can. It's just going to be a lot harder and a lot slower.
Take a lot longer. Yep. And so, you know, getting into that, you know, that's where the whole online thing, and you know what? Over the years, and by the way, when I joined that mastermind, I wanted to know who the top performer was. I wanted to know what they did. And I went to both Bedros and Craig and I said, I am going to crush all that. I'm going to be your number one student. And so I was hell bent to make that happen. And so there have been people, and I know you know what I'm talking about, there have been people in this group for years that didn't even have a product yet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I'm looking at this and they've been paying how much money to be in this group and the whole nine. And I looked at it and I go, and now just so we're clear, I love Bedros and Craig, but they didn't like give me their program and say, here you go, model this. It wasn't any of that. I had to go buy a program, look at the program, model the program, which I bought Craig's. I modeled it, his turbulence training, right? And I modeled it and I knew everyone's success story. And I'm like, okay, I created an entire ebook process from start to finish in 30 days.
Yeah, it's ridiculously fast.
Ridiculously
fast. And doing like everything yourself where now, As a bigger company, we got people helping.
Yeah, I had to hand it to the fact that I had somebody help me with sales copy. But other than that, I did all the back end work. I did everything. I had everything built out in 30 days. That is like insanely
fast. Was that Suspension Revolution or was that something else?
That was Suspension Revolution. That was Suspension Revolution.
I mean, there's a lot of videos that were part of that product too.
I shot every one of those videos in 2 days, which I do not recommend. Okay, I puked a lot, believe it or not, because these exercises are so brand new that they activate your core. I don't want to scare you from Suspension Revolution. This is the advanced stuff. The advanced stuff, which, just so we're clear, a TRX with suspension training is already advanced. Okay, you get on it and take it the level I did. Like
your stuff was crazy. That was like one of your specialties. You loved suspension straps.
That's why I got so many athletes.
TRX,
though.
Yeah.
You know, I had MLB, NFL, NHL, UFC. I had the gold skate Olympic short skate team from South Korea come recruit me.
Yeah, that's right.
Dude, it was crazy. And
I
so,
think we did a YouTube video of all your like top 10 craziest.
Yeah, you did. You things, did.
And people are just like, this is not safe. Like,
yeah. Go to Critical Bench and you'll see that. It's all posted there. I'm sure it's still there. So, you know, me getting into this thing and creating this product, I'm like, because here's the thing. At the time, it was so new. We thought, how many people own a TRX? Or how many people have access to one?
Right.
So it was a crapshoot.
It was like a trendy thing.
Yeah, it was a crapshoot. We didn't know. So we said, though, if there's 20% of the world that has access, it's a lot of people. So we tested it, and we did $600,000 through an affiliate network. I did not do that on my own. It was through an affiliate network. We did $600,000 in sales in less than 2 weeks.
But that network was—
You were part of that.
It was directly connected, though, to those relationships and to the coaching you got, because you met the other people in that group. People helped each other.
Yep.
Like, I think if you did that by yourself and you had to go email people to try to, like, there's no way it could happen.
It's like cold knocking on doors.
No, you pay for coaching and you get connected. You meet the people and you got— connected to all that. That's why that was able to happen.
Right.
Obviously, you had an awesome product. You're a great networker and ran a great launch. But like those connections, I think, came a lot from joining that coaching group.
Absolutely did. Your network is your net worth. And you need to work on your network, because your network is going to be there to go to battle.
You know, everything I say, you've got like an awesome catchphrase that says it way better.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's good. That's what I should have just said.
No, it's okay. It's just, that's the truth though, right?
Right.
It is the truth. So yeah, without that, without me getting into that mastermind, without me buying into those coaches and meeting all those people at all those late nights,
right,
you know, going into hotels and sitting up at the bar and talking to people all night long and all that. You know?
I'm talking about going to hotels that like you don't have the money for and you got to charge it on your card.
Correct.
To get these relationships going.
Correct. You're literally all out. You're going all in. You have to go all in. And so that network became the affiliate network, which was what helped me sell, because what was the end goal? The goal was to get the emails to market on the back end, which I'd never knew email marketing. So
right. That's a whole nother thing to learn.
Right. So I learned this launching an offer. In the midst of that, I partnered with Joel and we did online coaching, which back then still wasn't even heard of. It was still like stretching people to learn how to do online. Okay. And this is in 2010, like, okay, we're going to do this online coaching. So he had a very large email list. And so we could promote this thing. You and I did one together.
That's right.
And so here I am, I'm doing this online coaching. I'm learning that. I launched an ebook offer that was self-published online that became successful. Now I have an email list, which is an asset. So everybody knows an email list is an asset. Okay. Just because you have a YouTube channel or you have an Instagram or a TikTok or a Facebook and you have all these people, that's great. But at any given time, as all you know, that can be shut down. And if that gets, and you and I know many people have been shut down, you have no business overnight. The right. object is to get those people to convert into an email list. And now you can talk to your people. And you own that list and no one can take it from you. You own it. You have an asset, right? So I learned email marketing from Joel Marion, from you, from Sean Hatzel, people that Craig Bedros. I was learning all this. That became the third revenue stream. So far we've got self-published offer. That's a revenue stream. Online high ticket coaching. There's another revenue stream. Email marketing. There's another revenue stream. And then years later, a game changer, which you know about because you're doing it, is we created a subscription model style community, and it's low dollar. It's something for everyone. And we produce something that goes out once a month, every single month. And it's a low dollar offer and you get recurring revenue. So which we have it down where it takes us less than 6 hours a month.
Nice.
And so for less than 6 hours a month, just look at it like this. We charge $17 for ours. If you have 1,000 people on there, you're making $17,000 a month revolving.
Well, it's kind of like that nutrition program back in the restaurant days that you just wrote and handed to somebody.
Right.
But now you're emailing it to 500 to 1,000 people and they're all paying you for that nutrition program every month.
Exactly.
So you write it once.
Exactly.
And then everybody gets it every month.
Exactly. And those revenue streams became game changers for my family, game changers for our lifestyle, game changers for everything. And if I would have took no risk, there'd be no reward.
Well, we talked about where you came from, you know, sleepovers at the apartment and sleeping in your car and burning the boats, doing everything.
Yeah.
So what's life like today?
It's amazing, man. It's I'm impacting a lot more lives because I launched Fitness Passion or Profits. And with Fitness Passion or Profits, it's exactly what it says it is. It's taking your passion for health and fitness, because it's what I'm really amazing at. And it's literally helping you build an online business to a point where you can impact people globally. You can have freedom. You can work from anywhere in the world like we can. We can literally take our computer or our phone and we can work from anywhere in the world as long as we got Wi-Fi. And thanks to Elon putting up satellites, we'll have Wi-Fi every single place in the world soon. So you can work from anywhere in the world mobile. And so that's what we do, right? And my epiphany, by the way, with that came when I always wanted to go to Italy. My family's from there. I wanted to see my heritage. I wanted to see where they come from. I wanted to see, you know, the names in New York. I wanted to see their names on the walls, because there are the names of that came over on the boat from my family. They're on the wall. And my wife's Greek. I wanted to take her to Greece. She never met her grandmother. Her grandmother was 90 years old. She never met her grandmother.
Wow.
And the island of Crete. And so I was on a mission. I'm like, I'm getting you there.
Yeah, you've been doing a lot of traveling.
Yeah, we have. We have. We've done a lot of memories, a lot of things. And so lifestyle now, you ask me, is incredible. I am very blessed. I love to help more people win.
I love to help people make abundance income online because I have this motto. It's do what you want whenever you want and be able to have the abundance income to do it. That to me is success in business.
Well, I get the chills too because your lifestyle improved because you're helping people, but it's also giving back.
Like yeah.
How many times, talk a little bit about like the children's cancer stuff we've done together, you've spearheaded and we've been part of.
Yes. I mean, you've been very, very big on that. And thank you for all that. You and your wife and your company, it's been amazing.
Thank you for doing it.
Absolutely. So back when I was a personal trainer, I had a Buccaneer player, NFL guy, that had a girl, it was a girlfriend that had stage 2 cancer. And that's what kind of got me aware of what was going on in the cancer world. Cause I had never, ever dealt with it. Like you don't understand it until you have someone in your house or you're dealing with someone who has that. The whole goal is to get them to make it to another day. Okay. And so I felt like I wasn't doing enough for her and she was downgrading. And so I went home one day and I said to her, you know what, babe, I want to do something for this girl I'm training right now. I said, so I'm asking for your help. Will you help me? And she's like, of course. What do you want to do? I said, I want to do a charity event and I want to do it in her name. And I have no clue where it's going to be for. I said, but I'm going to present it to her. And if you'll help me, then we'll do this. And so I went to she said, of course. So I went to her and I said it to her and she had tears in her eyes and she says, oh my gosh. And it was just like an uplifting moment. I felt like I could do something great. And I said, so where would you like me to do this for? And she's like, do I have to answer right now? I said, I'll give you 3 days because I need to do this. I need to do this soon. Okay. And I said, because we're doing it in 2 weeks. That's it. And she's like, okay. She came back to me. She said, Children's Cancer Center here in Tampa. I said, why? She said, because Dan, I drive by there every day and I see these little children going in there. And if we could help save those lives and impact those lives, then we're saving 2 lives because they haven't even had a chance to grow. Mm. So I was like, done. I contacted the president over that company, told him what I wanted to do, threw a big, huge charity event inside my gym. The guys were on board with Powerhouse and I had a double slide inside. I had cotton candy. I went and bought a helmet, had, you know, one of the Buccaneer players take it and then inside the gym in there and have everybody sign it. I did a silent auction. I had people donating stuff. I went and got a money machine. I put $1,000 inside the money machine. All that money got donated back. It was just an amazing event. In an hour and a half, we raised $10,000.
Amazing.
And that was from an idea. And so then it taught me something. I'm like, all I need to do is ask.
And it snowballed.
It did.
It's like an annual thing now.
Oh yeah. It snowballed.
They're taking buses to Disney, doing stuff at the cancer center. It's so fun. And then your kids get exposed to that. Friends help out. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So my wife has named it Hope, Smile, and Dream. So it's hope to beat cancer, smile a day away from chemo, needles, and hospitals, and make their dream come true, which could be something like taking them to a very Merry Christmas at Disney World.
Right.
And so we have done hundreds of families, thanks to you, us, the support of Children's Cancer Center, and other people who have contributed. And we have impacted a lot of lives, custom shirts, gift cards, backdoor signing to characters.
And doesn't this feel like better or different? You know, how do you compare that? Like you go on vacation and you give your family an amazing experience, which is awesome. But when you do this for other people and it's like, it can feel even better.
There is no feeling in the world, like in the world, bro. There's no feeling like in the world. The last one so I just awesome. Did. So everybody knows when I turned 50 last year, it was a little over a year ago. I literally came up with an idea. I'm like, everybody's like, what island are you going to throw a party at for your big 50th? Where are you going to go? What do you want to do? I'm like, what do I need? I'm like, I don't need anything. You know what I want to do? I want to impact these kids because COVID took that from me, being able to do it the way we were because it was a risk.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do a deal called 50-50-50 raffle challenge. I'm going to do charity challenge. Raise 50 grand in 50 days for my 50th birthday and throw a birthday party at the Children's Cancer Center and let these kids celebrate their birthday, which they never, I found out they don't get a chance to celebrate it normal because they're always fighting this cancer. And so we did exactly that. And I did this, you know, the thermometer and all that. You awesome. Contributed. There were so many people that contributed. Other relationships came out of that, by the way. It was a lot of awareness. A lot of things happened out of it, but Disney, we've done many times. We've escalated it to now to hundreds of families, you know, luxury buses. We break bread with them. I take my kids with me. My wife and I, she plans the whole back end of all of it. I'm the front end of it, you know, driving the marketing and driving everything I can with relationships and network. I could not ever do this without a network, by the way. And so, and once again, this goes back to treat people good, give everything you got. And then if you ask for something like that, you'd be amazed when people will come running. And that was proof to me that I'm like, this is not one time. This is going to be a lot of times, and it's going to be forever that I want to work with them, which we just, last night, one of my proteges was on our live call, and he said to me, I'm going to pray about it, but I want to be a part of what you do with Children's Cancer Center. And he just hit 40,000 subscribers on YouTube in 4 months.
Wow.
Okay, and it's all God-backed because what he does is everything's Christian.
I'm pulling up this thing that Sean Hadsel sent me the other day.
Yep.
And he's, I keep talking.
Okay, yeah, so this charity stuff that we do has been so amazing. I don't even like calling it charity. It's just giving back, and it's giving because when you make more money and you have abundance income, one of the most amazing things that happen is you can give back. I teach my proteges, all of them, to give back. When you start making money, it doesn't have to be $1 million. It could be a compliment. It could be buying someone a coffee. It could be a charity event. It could be, you know, just holding the door for someone. Whatever it is, I don't care. Like, it doesn't have to take a lot of money to do that. And we literally have changed so many people's perspective of there are people willing to do things like this to give back. So I'm ready to hear this. I want to hear
it. This is exactly what you're talking about. Sean sent it to me. It's Luke 47:48. And he said, great gifts mean great responsibilities. Greater gifts, greater responsibilities. And obviously, you have dealt with a lot of things in your life, right? And you've had a lot of blessings come in your life, but they're not meant to stop like with you. So when you get these great gifts and all these blessings in your life that you've been talking about today, it's like giving it back, giving right. it to other people, sharing it. And I do believe with the business you have now, that's also what you're doing. You're helping people get out of troubled situations, dead-end careers, things where they just don't feel alive because they're doing something that's not where they're supposed to be. Right. And you've been there, and you've been through it multiple times across multiple different situations and businesses, and helping people learn how to start something new that they're passionate about that helps them and their family and other people at the same time.
Amen. Because right? people are stuck in JOBs. Did you know that a real world stat is out of people that go to college, there's only 12% they ask them 5 years later that are happy in their end all be all careers. Think about that for a minute. 12%. Right. 12% is the reality. Okay. Now, I'm not telling you that you don't need college. I'm not saying that I'm a big advocate of college. I'm telling you there is college that is needed for numerous things, doctors, engineers, you know, attorneys, all these things. You need to go to college.
If anything, okay? They're getting maybe some nicer jobs and they're still not happy.
Correct. Because if you're
just more choices, maybe you got some more choices.
Do what you love.
Yeah.
You think you would. Listen, how many times have you changed your perspective of what you think you love?
Compared to when I'm 18 and I'm starting college and I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
And it's like, and then you're on this path.
A ton of times.
And then you're in a job and then you're like, think that's all you can do.
Right.
Because you have no experience and you got to start over somewhere.
Right.
But today, with the internet and everything you can learn and all the mentors out there.
Sky's the limit.
It really is.
Sky's the limit. And you got coaches like myself, okay, that are out there wanting to give you the information, wanting to give you the blueprint, wanting to give you the steps of what it takes to get there. And literally all you have to do is be willing and coachable. That's it. Literally. Yeah. And take a risk. That's it.
And when the risk. Yeah. What you're talking about is mindset. It's like, you know, the difference.
That's kill mode.
You know, the difference between billionaires and millionaires.
Mindset.
It's what it is. It's just what they think that they're able to do.
It's possible.
And right. same thing with millionaires and people making $100,000 a year. Or if you think $100,000 is unreachable, it's the thinking that's different. It's not being smarter. It's not being a harder worker. It's actually just believing that that's possible. So if anything today, listening to this episode, just believe that it is possible for anybody in this country.
It is. It is. And you are your worst enemy. If you sit and think negative and you think it's not possible and you wear, let's say you went to college, okay? Because I have people in my family that have been to college and they've asked, no one believed what we could do. Nobody believed that I could win custody. No one believed that we could start this business and do what we do and how we do it, right? My wife, just so everybody knows, she's 16 years paralegal. She went to school for that. She was at the same law firm since she was 16 years old. And then I saw she wasn't happy. And my business was blowing up. And I'm like, you have so many strengths I don't have. How about you join with me? And she's been gone ever since in 2010. And here's what's funny. That law firm keeps her on the Christmas list, invites her to the actual Christmas dinner every single year because they think she's going to come back someday. And I told them all, I said, she's done. She's right. gone. Okay. She's not coming back. But God bless them. They do what they do because she was so good at what she did. But now she's added in all the value into our Kill Mode Incorporated now and Fitness, Passion, or Profits and everything else we do, you know, because all these other revenue stream things are working, right? They're running, but at the same time, fitness, passion, and profits has become the priority because I want to change people's lives. I want to help them get what we have. I want to help them be able to travel the world, the things that I could not do. So we're clear. I come from the corporate world to a point where
got an alarm going out there. All right, there we go.
Yeah, I come through the world. I mean, I come through this whole thing as at a point where I was 38 years old before I ever had two consecutive days off in my life.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, think about this for a minute, okay? That's because of my fault. It's my fault because I chose the careers in hospitality. I chose the careers in retail. I chose the careers in manufacturing. I chose these careers that didn't give me time off. You wonder why I've been divorced twice. Okay. Like that did not help. None of this stuff helps when it comes to relationships. Time is everything. And I've learned my wife wants me. You know what I mean? She just wants more of me. She just wants me to be there, you know? And so I want to give that to her. And I want, you know, and a guy, he just wants you happy. He wants to make sure that he's providing. He wants to make sure that you got what you want. And it's so funny. We think big things they need. They don't need that. They want us. And so I'm on a mission to help a lot of people. Now, here's the beautiful thing. I've been doing this now for a couple of years, and I've got some amazing stories with some people that have literally been the old me. Some people that are just getting in that never done it before. Some people that get in and they were already doing some of it, but they didn't know how to scale. Like all these different things. Like, and I've got these success stories that I'm going to use one as an example. Her name is Kaylee, and Kaylee came to me. She's a personal trainer, graduated from Baylor College. That's a great college, okay? Has a background in acro, you know, acrobatics, mm-hmm. stuff like that. She was a cheerleader, all these different things. She was high in her class. Everyone knew her name. She was very popular, okay? Left college, became a personal trainer in Texas, and then all of a sudden, they're taking 70% of her cut because that's what they do, okay? It wasn't an independent contractor like what I was doing. Although I was paying rent and I was paying a percentage, this is even worse because right. what they're doing,
they're feeding you the clients.
They're feeding you the clients and they're taking 70% of the income, right? But she's working so many hours, has no life, making 30% of the cut. And someone introduced her to me by knowing me off of the Born Impact podcast. And so then I set up that call and she had no idea about the computer, had no idea about any of that. Even though I went to college, had no idea about any of that stuff. And, I said, well, what would you like to sell online? She said, I like to sell body weight. I said, okay, well, you and I know the market. You and I know when the body weight craze was, and it's not now. Okay. It's not that it doesn't work, not that it's not amazing, but you need a vehicle, something to sell on the front end, right? That's sexy today. Okay. And so I said, well, let me learn about you. So I kept learning about her and learning her gifts and trying to figure out exactly how that could be sold out there. So with the, once again, coaching, I'm learning her. I'm learning what makes her tick, what she loves. What would be your dream scenario like on a daily basis? And so acro is her number one thing. She married a guy in acro. She's got a kid now and this kid's almost doing acro. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. So I said to her, okay, body weight. Okay. I get it. I go, we need to figure out how we can market that in a different way. So I put my brain to it and I told her, I want you to build a program teaching women how to do handstands. And she's like, wow, really? You think that? I'm like, yes, I want you to build a program that does that. She was scared to charge a certain amount of money. You know how it is when yeah. you first get in. It's imposter syndrome. It's all these things start going on in your brain and the enemies keeps coming in and creeping in, right? And it keeps you from wanting to excel. But she built out the program. Let's talk about today. She's been doing it now for 2 years. And by the way, she had to hit rock bottom of where she couldn't almost pay her rent when she was in a bathroom stall crying and saying to God, what am I going to do? What should I do? Which route should I go? This is a pivotal moment.
Yeah.
She's like, I hired Dan and he told me about this handstand thing. Should I go that route? And she said, it was pulling me with God towards that. And so she said, I went all in. And so she went all in on that. And fast forward now, she literally runs a multi six-figure business selling programs to women, built a community. She joined my mastermind, just so you know, I have a high-level mastermind, okay, that I work with people that do a certain number in business and so forth. She's joined the mastermind. She has helped hundreds of women all learn how to do handstands as the front-end vehicle, which is body weight,
yep.
okay? And she built the community because she wanted that. And she wanted to also help with her faith with these women. So she's able to backdoor that. Okay. And so they come in, they buy into, I want to learn a handstand. And she has all ages. We're not talking about just teenagers or 25-year-olds. No, she's got people that are in this group. I've seen them. They're in their 60s. It's crazy. And so she does a post on social media, and it's nothing for her to now, with one post, to make $10,000 to $12,000.
That's crazy.
And you would think, and this program, by the way, is $1,200. People are like, what? You could charge 12? Yeah, it's a almost 2-month program. You're building into a program. Now we built 2.0. So she's got a 2.0 now. That's half the price. And now she has the last level, which is reoccurring revenue. So I got her on a reoccurring revenue stream, and she calls them Empress Elites, which her and I came up with the name. She came up with Empress, I came up with Elites. And so they get to graduate into that. And now that's like the high level, and it's a dollar amount per month, and they get to be part of this community. Well, fast forward. I didn't know this girl from Tom, Dick, or Harry. She invited me to her wedding with my whole entire family and my kids. We went. I met her father dancing with her on the floor. And I'm sitting at this table, and I gave her the projection of what could be. This is the full circle moment. This is when I win, okay? It's not about the money. This is when I win. The woman sitting next to me has got two little kids running around. I introduced myself. She has no idea who I am. And she's like, yeah, I joined Kaylee's handstand program, and I'm so thankful for her. She's changed my life, and I didn't have any friends, and I didn't have a community, and now look at me. I'm here. I'm at this wedding and all this stuff. And she had no idea that I had anything to do with any of that, right? Yeah. And when I heard all that, I'm sitting with goosebumps, and I'm sitting there, and I'm going, this is the full circle moment. This is why I do what I do, right? Because not only did I help impact her life, but look at all these hundreds of women's lives that she's impacting, which was all through us doing what we did. And she would have still been a personal trainer struggling inside that gym in Texas, which, by the way, she don't live there anymore. She moved here to be closer to me so that I can mentor her more.
Cool.
Which, just so everybody knows, I just literally asked her, I'm launching my own podcast, and I asked her to be the co-host.
Amazing.
Yeah, because I'm very proud
of her.
Look
at this ripple effect right there.
I know. That is the full circle moment. I want more and more and more and more of that. I want more of that. I want her more in my life. I want her. My wife loves her. She thinks she's the best thing ever because she is amazing. And she's impacting a lot of lives, bro. So here we are, Fitness Passion or Profits. There is an amazing success story, which we have many. But that can happen for you. That can happen for... It doesn't have to be handstands. It's what your gift is. It's what I see in you that you need to go out and market to help more people, to bring them in, because the vehicle happened to be the handstand for her. Okay. But then they come in, they get God, they get community, they get Kaylee, they get exercise, they get less inches on their waist, they get all these things going on, and everybody's winning. I'm all about, Mike, I'm all about the win, win, win.
How do people like figure out even where to start? Like, you don't just join something like that. I mean, do you talk to people? Do you help them figure out kind of what their gifting is? Is there,
yes,
what's the easiest way to start?
Yeah, the easiest way to start is to literally talk to someone that could be a coach to help you. I mean, someone that's been in the game for a while, someone that obviously has seen a lot, been around a lot, knows what's marketable, what's not marketable. You know, obviously everything is it's ideas. You put it together, you put it out there, and the market speaks. You know, not everybody in Shark Tank wins every single time. You know what I mean? Not every one of those sharks are winning every single time they make a deal.
I mean, it sounds like this is what you do, though.
Yeah, this is what I do.
Is it like, but you don't have time to, what happens if like 1,000 people start hitting you up or messaging you?
I mean, I'll worry about that when that happens. I'll figure it out. I'll end up turning this thing into a JOB again. But you know what? I'll bring in people like a Kaylee that can help out. Or I don't know. I'll figure that out. I'm not worried about that. My biggest point right now is let me get to that point. You know, I've always been very well to navigate those waters once I get there and figure it out. I would love the fact of helping another 1,000. I want to help hundreds of thousands. You know, there's a lot of people that have passion for fitness and health. And if you're a nutritionist, if you're a wellness expert, if you're a yoga instructor, if you're a personal trainer, if you're a gym owner, it doesn't matter what UFC, walk of life, it doesn't matter. If it's related to health and fitness, there is a way to market this online. You know, you've marketed a lot of products over your time. You've affiliate marketed a lot of products over your time. I've done the same. We've seen a lot of things come and go. We've seen a lot of things stick. You know, you've got a knee product that does very well, right? You got a back product that does well. You've got all these different things. Who would have known unless you put it out there? Well, it's right. The same thing with the handstand thing. Who would have ever known if she didn't put it out there? Now, I did my due diligence on it, and I felt like it was a good risk, just like we did with Suspension Revolution. How many people own a TRX? Let's try it out. Let's see what happens. Who would have ever thought we made $600,000 in gross sales in 2 weeks, right? Through an affiliate network. So my recommendation is you need to hire a coach. That's my recommendation. You need to find someone that you can believe in, someone that you feel like you know, and you feel like you can trust them, okay? And you need to literally pick their brain, do a consult. You know, consults are free. You know, I do them. I do consults for free. And literally jump on the phone and, you know, let me learn you a little bit. If you want to call me, you're more than welcome to, you know, get in contact with me and I can hop on a call and see if you're a good fit and I'm a good fit for you, because that's really what it's all about, right? I don't recommend ever, you know, hiring or getting into something that's not a good fit for both. It needs to be a good fit for both. It needs to feel comfortable. It needs to be something that you're excited about. And then you can go all in and be coachable. And as long as you can do that, you can make it in this industry. You really can. You just have to have the number one thing, which is the passion that burns for something to do in the health and fitness field. That's the first thing they need to do. They need to get someone to get discernment from, you know, that's what they, and if you're starting from zero, I did. You did. We all started from zero. Everybody started with something? No, they didn't. Right. Not unless they were born into it and they were given it. Yeah. You know, even the powerhouse owners right now, they have one of the sons in there. He's learning the business. He was supposed to be the next baseball guy that was going to be hired by the MLB. It didn't work out. So now his backup plan is he's running gyms with them. So he was born into it. Okay. But he's still got to learn it all. And he's still got to start from somewhere. He started from zero. Same exact thing that we did. So that's what I recommend.
So how do they get a hold of you?
All right. So for me, it's very simple. I'm going to give you one avenue. Just go to Instagram at KillModeDanLong, KILLMODE, Dan, DanLong. So just find me on there. You can follow me on there. You can send me a message on there. You don't have to follow me. You can just send me a private message and literally just tell me that you heard me on this podcast. And then I will know exactly where this came from. And I will literally be able to jump on a call with you and we'll spend time together. And I'll look and see if you're a great fit for me. I'm a good fit for you. And if it's something that you get excited about and we feel like you have something that's marketable, and trust me, it doesn't take a lot.
I appreciate you like doing this favor, because I know you can't be calling every person that messages you on Instagram. So if you're listening to Strong by Design right now, which you are, Dan is one of my best friends in the entire world. And he's doing this as a favor. I've been a coach in the group, talking to people, helping out. We live near each other. He's a guy you can trust. He wears his heart on his sleeve, and he's helped me so much over the years as well. I know like he can add value to your life as well. So hit him up on Instagram if you got some question or something resonated with you today. There's something you're thinking about. There's something you're not sure about. You got a question. Just ask Dan. He'll make some time for you. Just mention that you heard about him on Strong by Design.
Yeah, what's our number one most priceless commodity?
Not our cell phones.
One of our most priceless commodities is time. Because when we go, I promise you, you're not going to sit there. If you get the chance to sit there before you do and go to heaven, you're not going to get a chance to sit there and say to yourself, if you do get a chance to sit there, you won't say to yourself, I'm worried about diamonds. I'm worried about jewelry. I'm worried about the car I have. I'm worried about the house I own. It's going to be about what you did during your life. And it's also going to be about friends and family. And that's what's going to be the number one thing. Okay. And as I get older, I get this more and more. I understand the value.
Yeah.
You know, and that time that I'm going to spend on that consult with you and talk with you, that's something I'll never get back, and you won't either. That's why when you jump on the call, just know that you're going to have a guy that's super dialed in to make use of that time and to get the most out of it so that we can change your life. That's what this is about. Like, I want you to live your best life to a point where you're not going home miserable, like I have been many times in my life, to a point where you're super excited about what you do. You're changing people's lives. And I could read so many texts to you from my clients that come on this with Fitness Passion or Profits that it would just blow your mind. Okay. And when I get them text, like it literally, like I am good for a month with just like my bucket is full. I'm so full, besides my own family and what's going on. Like that bucket is so full because I'm adding value to the world. And then they're adding value to the world, and it's a win-win-win, because I don't win until you're winning. I don't, you know, that's what this is about. So at KillModeDanLong on Instagram, just DM me, send me a message, and just let me know Strong by Design. And thank you, Mike, for letting me have on this, because this is a, I pray that we change some lives with this today.
Dude, me too.
Yeah,
love you, man. Thank you so much for coming in here.
Love you too, brother.
Sharing your passion.
Yep.
Sharing your profits.
Yep. I want to come back. Let's go.
Many right, times. Let's do it.
Thank you, man. I love right, you man. Too. And I love everybody here at Critical Bench. You guys are amazing. And so thanks for having me on the show. Everybody out there, I always end up saying this and I want to make sure you get to hear it. I want every single one of you to stay amazing because that's what this life is all about. Stay amazing because you are amazing and you are built in God's, you know, eyes to have an image, to have strong body, mind, and spirit. And that's what this podcast, Strong by Design, is all about. And so I live that. I breathe that. Let's make history.
Let's do it. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening to the Strong by Design podcast. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe so that more people can find out about our show. Plus, you don't want to miss any future episodes with the amazing guests and topics we have lined up for you.